is Mishelmi, who has to pay for the food? That is the mitzvah kivud avein. You have to give your father food, give him drinks, and give him eating. Who has to pay for it? Rashi Mishelmi, machilo mashkeo machadu. Who has to do it? From whose money is it? Rav Yudugam and Mishel Ben. The son has to spend his own money for this mitzvah kivud avein. Rav Nosam Areshiyom and Mishel Av. No, the son has no chiyah to spend his own money. He has a right to take the money from his father. He has a chiyah to feed his father. But the money could be his father's money. He doesn't have a chiyah to spend his own money. Or relay Rabbanu le Rav Yirmiyo. Rabbanu taught Rav Yirmiyo. V'yamrilu and some say lebrei the Rav Yirmiyo to Rav Yirmiyo's son that they taught halacha is command yom and mishal av. That halacha is the money has to only come from your father's money. The son is not mechuyah to spend his own money on kibbut avein. That's halacha. Meisvei avakasha. Nema the pasuk says kaved es avicha v'yesimecha. But Nema the pasuk says kaved es Hashem ha'incha. Supposed to give respect to Hashem ha'incha from your property. Just like the pasuk says, "Kabeis Hashem Ohincha" means from your property, from your money. You're supposed to spend mitzvah money to do mitzvahs. You're supposed to have a chesaron kis. You're supposed to spend money. Sechura af kan chesaron kis. Here also, "Kabeis Avichav Yasemecha" should also mean, even if it means spending money, that the son, if he has to, he has to spend the money to feed his parents. Now the question is, V'yamrit mishalav, if you're telling me now the chiv of the money is only upon the father, you only have a chiv to spend your father's money, not your own money. My nafkulei minei, what's the difference? Like, what are you telling me now of kavesa zavicha, like mehan mahoincha, my nafkamina? The Gemara says, yeah, there is nafkamina. Rashi says, my chesaron, the question is, my chesaron kis ikla gavei? So what are you losing out then? It's not really like, what's the difference? There's a big difference. But the question is, though, you're not losing out any money. So Mara says, no, lebitum alocha. Still call you losing out. Like, if you have a job, so if you have to take off now time to go feed your parents, you're losing out your paycheck. You're not going to get your paycheck. So this much you have to lose out. True. The actual money for the food itself, you don't have to spend from your own. You're allowed to ask your father to pay for the food. But you're still losing out because that time you should be working. So if you have to stop working, you have to stop working, even though it means you'll lose out a little bit of money for that time. You can't do it. What can you do? You don't have to steal. You can't help it. Toshima, Beis Achin, you have two brothers. Shnei Shutfim, who has two partners. Ha'avu Benoi, two partners, a father and a son. Harav Talmidai. So Lachor is, Poidim Zele Zeh Maiseh Sheini. Each one has the right to be Poidim for the other one is Maiseh Sheini. Now the halacha is, if you pay the own ma'aseh sheni, you have to be ma'aseh, you have to hit on a chaymish, a fifth. If you do somebody else's, you don't have to hit on a fifth. So each one could do the other one. Oh, ma'achilin zel ezel ma'aseh roni. Each one could feed the other one as ma'aseh roni. Now they're both poor, one could feed the other one, they're ma'aseh roni. You can't take your own ma'aseh roni, but each one can give to the other one. Now the question is, says your father to his son, v'yamrit mishel ben, if you tell me now what? That Mishel Ben, the son, has a chiyah to spend his own money on his father. Nimsa zeh parei achoyve Mishel Aniyim. So how could this son give his father his own maiseroni? Since the son has his own chiyah to feed his father, if he's going to pay his father with the money of maiseroni, he's like paying up his own chayv, his own obligation, with the money of maiseroni. He's not allowed to do that. So Gemara says, like tzricha ladofa. And after meaner is ladofa, means the extra food. So Rashi says, "Ladof all of mutal achilu lashkeisa need the benenis." The son, even if you learn, the son has to spend his own money. It's only normal, average food you have to spend for your father. But if your mother son lasudi yisera, but if your father wants to have an extra big meal, then for sure the son does not have a chiyah to spend from his own money. So in such a case, when you want to give your father an extra big meal, then you have a right to give it to him this maaseroni. For the Gemara Yochi is so high in the law. This is what we learned on this. That Rabbi Yehuda said, "Tovoy meirich, you come a curse, lemi shemaychel esav of maiseroni." Rabbi Yehuda said on this, no, if somebody feeds his father with maiseroni, he deserves a curse for it. Now the question is why? Vi lahadofa, if the son is only spending this money for the extra big suda that the father wants, my nafkamino, what is he doing wrong? The chura dadofa, he has no chiyah to give from his own money, so then he should be allowed to give him the maiseroni. So Mar says, no, afiloch, even so, zilo bel milsa. Still it's not a nice thing to do. Still it's not nice to go and give your father your maiseroni. Your maiseroni is supposed to give to somebody else and not give it to your father. Toshma coming here. Show us Rebbe Lezer, yes Rebbe Lezer, hechem kibbut avein, till how far does kibbut avein go? Omalem, he answered back, even if your parents take away your purse, be a zaken al yam, throw it to the yam, in front of you, and you don't argue back, you don't embarrass them. That's called kibravei, just sit back and let your parents throw your money away. But the question is, v'yam, if you can tell me now, mishalav, my nafkulei minel, like why?
In other words, the question is, like if we're talking about the son does not have to lose out his own money, so here the case has to be that this anarchy was the father's money. So the question is, so what's so bad then? Why should the son yell out anyway? If it's the father's money, so what does it bother the son, the fact that the father is throwing away his own money? So how do you see here kibud av him if it doesn't embarrass his father? So Gemarin says, no, b'royul yorshoi. We're talking about though that this money, the son would have yashened. Like if the father wouldn't have thrown away this money, it would have been the father's money, and then when the father dies, the son takes over. So therefore we're still testing out the son to see if he'll embarrass his father or not, the fact that the father is like throwing away his money, and therefore the son will lose out. And the Gemara says, v'chiho derabo bar Rav Huna, like the case of Rabbo, the son of Rav Huna. So what happened? The Rav Huna korash yiroi bi'anfei Rabba Bray. Rav Huna ripped a silk clothing in front of his son. Omar, he said like this, Ezo, let me see, erze irosach iloi rosach. I wanted to see if my son would get angry at me or not. In other words, this midah, would the son get angry if the father is doing something wrong? So this is the right, like, what is the father doing wrong here? The father is ripping his own clothing, he's ripping his own silk clothing. So we see from here now that this really should bother the son, because if the father wouldn't rip it, the son would yashin it eventually. He would inherit it eventually. So therefore right now it's a test to see if the son would get angry or not. So therefore Rav Huna ripped his silk clothing in front of his son. Not by Rabba Bray. So Gemara says, but how do he do this? V'dilma rosach, maybe his son will get angry at him. And therefore, v'kovah lefne evil asitim mishl, he's over this issue, he's putting a mishl, a trap, in front of his son, like he's the one that's causing his son to get angry at him. How can he do it? It's a sofik. Maybe the son will do an aver of not being mekayim the mitzvah, kibud avim. Gemara says that wouldn't be a problem. That the father was moichel his kovet, he gave up his kovet here, even if the son would yell back at him, the son would not be doing an avero of e-covet, of not giving covet. Because the father, if he wants to, he could be meichel, his covet, that the son does not have to give him back respect. And Taisa speaks out that for tzorach lem, you have to say over here, shahidiyah koidim l'chein, that the father told this to his son beforehand. Because if not, shlo yehei kemoi niskadu necho bosa chazir v'yolo v'yode bosa tleh, diom lakam apak basa, tzorach mechilu v'kaporo. And that's also considered a chet. If what you think you're doing is history, even though really it's kosher, it's also considered a chet. So here we have to say that could be the father, the case here was, the father told the son beforehand, I'm leichel al kvoidi. You don't have to be mekayim kibud avim. Still, the father wanted to test his son to see if the son would get angry or not. So now the Gemara has another question though. But for ka'ova mishum le'san le'bal tashchis. How could the father rip his clothing? He's over in Yisrael, bal tashchis, and now I want to destroy something in vain. So how could he destroy his clothing? So Mor says, the Ovid lay befum bin yonah. He did it by the seam, ripped it by the seam, that's the place that you could sew it back again. So he's not over bal tashchis. So the question is then, how is he testing out his son? V'dilma, maybe mishum ochil le'rosach. Maybe that's the reason why the son did not get angry, because the son saw he only ripped it by the seam. It's not such a bad rip, he'll be able to sew it back again. So Mor says, no, the Ovid lay b'shas rizchiyah. The father did this when the son was angry anyway. So the pshat is, the son cannot tell that the father was only ripping it by the seam. So as far as the son goes, he thought the father was ripping it completely. So here he was testing out his son to see if the son was going to get even more angry at his father or not. So this is the way he tested him out to see if he would get angry what his father was doing or not. But our co-partner, we come out, we said the psak halacha is though, that a son only has the chiyah to mekayim the mitzvah kibud avim with his father's money. But spending his own money, he does not have this chiyah. But avad, if he wants to do it, avad is the kima mitzvah. However, the mechaber brings down that in ein liyav, but let's say the father does not have any money, but v'yesh leben, but the son does have money, then koifin oisiv is anoviv. Then we force the son to support his father like. The Rambam says, no, we don't force him, but akol ponim, this is a tremendous mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, if the father does not have money and the son does have money, when the son supports his father, this is a tremendous mitzvah tzedakah, a tremendous thing. So we're only saying that if the father has enough money, the son is not mechuyev to spend his own money, but could take his father's money. But in the case where the father does not have money, there is a tremendous inyan for the son then to support his father.
All right,
we'll stop here.
You have a holding daf lamed beis amud aleph by the two dots. Samora says, Masni le Rav Yecheskel l'rami brei. Rav Yecheskel, the father, taught his son l'rami, taught his son Rami, that is the halach in Sanhedrin that says, Hanisrofim b'niskolim. If you have people that did averus and the chayiv misa, so certain times you chayiv misa srefa, certain times you chayiv skila. So let's say you have different people and they got mixed up together. Hanisrofim b'niskolim. Somebody that was chayiv srefa got mixed up in the jail with people that are chayiv skila. So what do we do now? We don't know what to give. So the Gemara says there, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yedoinu v'skila. Halacha is, we have to give everybody now skila. Why? What's Rabbi Shimon's svara? Shasreifa chamura. Because Rabbi Shimon holds out of these two mises, sreifa skila, sreifa is muhammer. To burn somebody, they pour the hot lead down his throat, that's muhammer. So therefore, you have no right to give a person sreifa, because maybe he's only chayiv skila. So therefore, menasofik, that's halacha, we only give the misa kal, you have to give them all only skila and not sreifa. That's Rabbi Shimon Svar. On this, that's what the father said. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yehuda Brei. So his son Rabbi Yehuda said, Abba, like my father, Leitisnayim Hochi. Rabbi Yehuda's son said to his father, Abba, Leitisnayim Hochi, don't learn this way. Like you're learning wrong pshat. Because Ma'ir Sreifa Chamura, why does Rabbi Shimon have to say the reason why he only received skila? Is because Sreifa is Muhammad, typically, even without that reason. But typically, the Ruba and the Skolaminu. Because anyway, you should go Basar Reif. In other words, you learned the case was Hanisrofim Biniskolim. That means somebody that was Chayiv Sreifa got mixed up with other people that were Chayiv Skila. So, Mashma, the majority here are people that have a Chayiv Skila. And one person that's Chayiv Sreifa got mixed up with them. So, Pshiti should go Basar Reif. So you don't have to tell me the reason why we do not give Sreifa. It's because Sreifa is Chamura, but rather because it's Bata Barayv. Go Bata Barayv, Rover than Avachiv of Skila. That's why they should get Skila. Ella, so the son said, rather Hochi Yisnayu. This is the way you should learn the case was, that Rav Shimon would have to say because Sreifa is Mochamur. The case was like this. Hanis Kolim Vinis Rofim. That one person that has a chiyuv skila upon himself to be stoned got mixed up with a lot of people that have a chiyuv sreifa. So in such a case, really should go basar reif. Since the majority are chiyuv sreifa, they should all get sreifa. Now we need Rav Shimon to teach us. No, Rav Shimon says we can't give any one of them sreifa because sreifa is more chamor than skila. So since there's at least one person that only deserves to get skila, so we can't give him sreifa for something more chomer than he deserves. Therefore, we have to give all of them only skila. Omalei, so he answered back. Ihoch, Reb Cheskel answered back. The father answered back. Ihoch, if so, ema sefer. What did the sefer say over here? The chachomim, I mean, the chomim say, yidaino b'sreifa. The chomim say, no, they deserve to be killed b'sreifa. Yidaino b'sreifa. And the chomim say, why? Shehaskila chamura. Because skila is more chomer. So that's why you go after sreifa. So the question is, my era, the skila chamura, why does the chum have to say a reason? Because skila is mochamor. Typically, the ruban is rafim ninu. The chum just should have said, like, even on the side that they're equal, even if both mises were equal, also we would not give skila. But rather, we would give sreifa. Because on the side that both mises would be equal, we would go basar reif. So according to your learning the pshat, that one person's chayiv skila went into the nisrafim. So why did the Chum have to answer back to say that Skila is Chamura, even if they would be equal? Still the Halacha is we would not give Skila, but rather give Sreifa. Because we should go Basar Ruba, go Basar Reif. So Amalei, his son answered back and said, no, that's not a question.
Hossam over there, the cipher, the pshat is Rabbonin who the Kamer Lele Rav Shimon. There the pshat is the Rabbonin is coming back to speak back to Rav Shimon. And saying like this, the Kamer Tzreifa Chamura, that you Rav Shimon hold, that Tzreifa is the more chomadik emis, it's more strict, it's more harder to receive Tzreifa than Skila, lie. The Chom argue on you and say no. Skila Chamura, that Skila is Chomer. That's why the Chom said the Svara called Skila is Chamura. But as the actual Misa, you did not need that reason. For the actual reasoning why we would give Skila, it could be because we go about the right. So the kids was negated to us is this is the way Rabbi Yehuda the son spoke back to his father, Rabbi Cheskel, that he told his father, Loitis Nai Hochi, do not learn it this way, you made a mistake. So what's negated to us is, oh, Malay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel spoke to the son, to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, like my son, Shapon, Loitai Malay the Ova Hochi. He's not kibbut aveim. That's not the way you're supposed to talk to your father. You shouldn't tell your father like you made such a mistake. The Tanya would learn like this. Harei shoha yo'ovid. Oivir al-divrei Torah. Let's say your father is making a mistake. And doing an aveira, he's being over the divrei Torah. So when the son sees it, al yoimaloi aba ovato divrei Torah. The son should not come and speak directly to the father to tell the father, you're being over what the Torah says, you're doing against the Torah. Ella, but rather, oimaloi. This is the way you should speak to your father. Say, Abba, father, kach kosu b'tera. This is the way the Torah says. The Torah says you're not allowed to do this. So Gemara asks, why is it any better? Kach kosu b'tera, siure kom etzarelei. Again, you're making your father embarrassed and feeling bad. If you tell your father the Torah says not to do this, so your mom is telling him what he did is an aveira, so you're also giving pain to your father. That's also not respectful. So Gemara says, Elo, what you're supposed to do is like this. Oy maloi, you're supposed to speak like this. Abba, my father, and say your father, Mikra kosa batera. Kach, you're supposed to sometimes your father should know there's such a postik like this. Not like to tell him, accuse him, you are over this postik. Rather, just tell him, Shino, there's a postik that says, now let's eat chalev. If you see your father reading chalev, you're supposed to go over nicely to your father and say, Shino, there's a postik in the Torah that says like this. So you're not accusing your father, you're just hinting to him, and like this he'll understand that the Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat chalev, so he won't go to eat chalev. That's called kibbut, that's why you give your father respect. Elozer ben Masiya Oimer, Abba, Elozer ben Masiya, Elozer ben Masiya, Elozer ben Masiya says like this, what's going to be in the case that Abba Oimer Hishkeni Mayim, that your father told you to give you some water. Oh, mitzvah lasos, and you have another mitzvah to do. There's a mitzvah kfura, mitzvah levaya. You have another mitzvah to do. So what should you do now? So he says, halacha is, meniach ani kvod abba. I'll leave over, I will not take care of my father. But rather, v'yosi asa mitzvah. Let me go take care of the kfura, take care of the levaya. Why? Because shani v'yabba chayovim b'mitzvah. Because my father was also mechuyiv b'mitzvahs. So therefore, we had the Torah before. You both of you have to listen to Hashem, so rather the son should rather do the mitzvah that Hashem wants, rather than doing the mitzvah kibbut aveim. However, Isi ben Yudhoim, Isi ben Yehuda says like this. It depends. Im efshel mitzvah liyosas adei acherim, if this mitzvah is possible to be done by somebody else, there's a mitzvah's kfura. But you could have somebody else take care of the kfura, so then acherim to yosa, lesa adei acherim, to yosa adei acherim. You're supposed to rather let the other people do the mitzvah. V'yelechu b'kavod aviv. And you're supposed to do kibbut aveim. Like it's no good sushtel. Because over here, when you're doing the mitzvah, kibbut aviv, it's also a mitzvah. You're also doing a mitzvah. So like, ma'yom ha'ay mitzvah, ma'ay mitzvah, adirava. Mitzvah kibbut aveim is a very strong mitzvah. So therefore, close the mind, you could let somebody else do the mitzvah. And you should be Isaac and kibbut aveim. That's odd. The only time it's not like this is by limra Torah. To learn Torah, learning Torah is more stronger than kibbut aveim. Therefore, while the son is learning Torah, he has the p'tur, like not to take care of his father. But again, it depends. It's only if you don't live in the same city where your father is. If you went outside of town to learn in the yeshiva, you have a right to leave home to learn someplace. But if you're still at home, then every day when you finish your learning, you still have the mitzvah of kibbut aveim. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Masna, halacha kisi ben Yudit. That's the halacha. That even though you have other mitzvahs to do, but and then it comes the mitzvahs kibbut aveim,
If it's possible that somebody else could do the mitzvah, so rather let somebody else do it, and you should be Isaac and Kibbutz Avayim. But Avadi, if you already started to do the mitzvah, then the klal is Isaac the mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. If you already started to do the other mitzvah, and then it comes up a mitzvah, Kibbutz Avayim, you don't have to stop doing the first mitzvah, you're allowed to continue doing the first mitzvah. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bashelo, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Rav Chizda, Ha'av Shemochel al Kvoidoi, Kvoidemochel. A father that's moichel akvoide gives up his respect like he's moichel. The son does not have to respect him, so it's called kvoide moichel. And we had the Gemara before that the father's moichel akvoide, it's such an Indian like that. However, it's brought down halacha that that's the way a father should do it. A father should be moichel akvoide in order that even if the son does not give him back the right respect, your son should not get punished for it. Because if the father is not moichel al kvoidoi, then chas v'shalom, if the son does not act nice to him, the son will get punished for it. So rather, it's a nice thing that every father should be moichel al kvoidoi. But even so, it's brought down l'alocha, even though the father is moichel, that does not give the son a right to act disrespectful. Of course, the son still has the mitzvah to give respect back to his father. He'll only help that if he couldn't help himself, the son, and by mistake he didn't act nicely, he won't get punished for it. But even though your father is moichel akvoidi, you still have to give him respect. Vaito harav shemoichel akvoidi, if your rebbe, even your rabbi muvuk, also gives up his respect, here he holds ein kvoidi mochel. No, he has no right to give up his respect. The Talmud still has to give his rebbe respect. And if he doesn't, he'll get punished for it. But if Rabbi Yosef Amar no, and this is the halacha, that afilu harav shemoichel akvoidi kvoidi mochel, even your rebbe muvuk, the one you learned all your halachas from, it gives up his respect, his moichel, his respect. It's called the mechila, and therefore, if you don't give him due the right respect, you won't get punished for it. So Shneimar, he says, the pasuk says, "Vashem holuch lefneim yomim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu went in front of the Klal Yisrael. See, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave up his respect, and he went in front of Klal Yisrael. You see, Hashem, like the Rebbe, could be moichel al kvoidei. Omar Rav says, "Hachi Hashem, what does one have to do with the other?" Hosam Hakadosh Baruch Hu al madilehu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu owns this world. The Torah delehi, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Therefore, Mochel Eli Yikorei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to give up his own respect, because since he's the owner of the whole thing, so therefore he can like be Michael his own respect.